At 92.3 K-Rock, that is Strange Fire, the title track from what was the first album by my guests Indigo Girls, although it became re-released after the success of their second album. And we'll be back with more with Amy Ray and Emily Saliers after these messages. This is Pete Fornital back with you on the Sunday show with my special guests this morning, Amy Ray and Emily Saliers, Indigo Girls. Amy, you made reference to something that I wanted to ask you about this morning, which is the fact that there is a lot of religious symbolism in your music, in your lyrics, certainly. What does that stem from? Are you both religious? Is that are you conscious of it?
Very conscious of it. Yeah. I wouldn't say we're religious as much as spiritual, probably. But religion, as far as, you know, that stereotype of the institution of religion, we're probably, wouldn't you say, more spiritual?
Yeah.
In the best sense of the word, I would say. I was a religion major in college, and so...
Really?
A lot of the semantics of my music and what I say is just stems from, like, subconsciously from everything that I've read. I just use that language. And then Emily said, well, religious influence.
My dad's a Methodist minister and a professor of theology.
Uh-huh.
We grew up in the Methodist church, so just... And he's a really neat guy. I respect him and his thoughts and ideas and beliefs. And so I grew up learning some of his language, and a lot of it was biblical language.
Right.
And when you're songwriting and you have that kind of ingrained in your psyche, you can't help but draw from that when you want to think of images and big images, sweeping images, you know, what grander thing than the Bible to choose from. So it's just like a second nature type thing.
Prince of Darkness,
right.
Land of Canaan,
Hey Jesus,
things like that.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to know if your father has... commented to you about your work. Is he into it? Is he?
He really likes it. Both my mom and dad, Amy's parents, they're both really supportive of the things that we do.
That's fabulous. Great to hear. One thing I didn't say earlier is that although your first album was re-released, there was a new track added to it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about that right now. It was a remake of a great classic recording. You know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, we had done Get Together... for a long, long time, ever since we started singing in bars as just a song that we did. And then the Wonder Years wanted us to sing a song for their soundtrack, and they gave us a list to pick from. That was the one that we knew, so we picked it. And then we did it at John Keane's studio in Athens, recorded it there. And then we released it as... a single, and all the proceeds went to a group called Habitat for Humanity, which they build houses for families that don't have enough money to build one, and they renovate areas, neighborhood areas, and the families build the house with the people, and it's a really good project. So that's what, and then we stuck it on the album to replace some other songs.
Well, it's a great version of a wonderful song, and with your permission, we'll play it this morning.
Sure.
At 92.3 K-Rock.